This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander in a strike in South Lebanon on Monday, sources familiar with the group's operations said, inflicting a heavy blow after 3 months of hostilities at the Lebanese-Israeli frontier. More than 130 Hezbollah fighters have been killed in hostilities since the group's Palestinian ally Hamas attacked Israel from Gaza on October 7th, igniting a conflict that has rippled around the region. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Medics, patients, and displaced people are fleeing from the main hospital in central Gaza as the fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants draws closer. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The loss of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital would deal another major blow to a health system already shattered by 3 months of war. Aid groups have withdrawn from the hospital in recent days, saying it's just too dangerous. Witnesses say panic spreading among people sheltering there after fleeing their bombed-out homes in northern Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry says over 70 bodies and around 100 wounded were brought to the hospital in just the last 24-hour period. Israel says the fighting will continue for many more months as the army seeks to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands more Palestinians in the Gaza Strip fled on Monday to the south as the fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants encroached on the central belt of the enclave. Most people escaping some of Gaza's most densely populated areas first head west to the coast before turning south to reach an area near the city of Rafah, according to displaced families.